I think we may. Maybe we have a quorum. All right, what I'm going to do right now is do an informal informal roll call to see if we have a quorum present. So please answer up when you hear your name, Jack DePalma. Jack, say you're here. Bruce Kreef.
Here.
Noel Jameson.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Mario Mastrandrea. Matt Mazza. Carolyn McIntyre. Daryl McPherson. Allie Murphy. Bertold Reimers. Serene Roberts. James Sagerton. Jeffrey Stern.
Here.
Neil Voss.
Here.
Michael D.D. White. M.K. Williams. Well, did Michael D.D. White say something?
I'm here, yeah.
Oh, you are here. M.K. Williams.
Here.
Okay, so we have
Paul, this is Jack. I'm here. I was just washing dishes.
Okay, you're washing dishes. Let me see. Oh,
Jim
we're close.
Dingman
we need one
here.
More. Who's this?
Jim Dingman was here, and so is Joe.
I know who was here. I'm asking who's going to answer up right now.
Okay.
So we need one more, and I'll do it again in another minute, okay? Give everybody a minute to get here. Oh, let's try this again. It's Mario Mastrandrea here. Is Matt Mazza here? Is Carolyn McIntyre here? Is Daryl McPherson here? Is Allie Murphy here? Is Bertold Reimers here? Is Serene Roberts here? Is James Sagerton here? We're still holding out. We still
Allie
need
Murphy's
one more.
Here.
Who's this?
Allie Murphy.
Allie Murphy. Okay, that's good. Well, I think that does it. And let me look.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's a quorum. So, folks, we're going to start. Okay. Okay, welcome everyone to the WBAI Local Station Board Local Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I am the Local Station Board Treasurer and thereby the chair of this committee. And so what we're going to do here is we're going to set the agenda here. All right. Let me get over where it is. I put the agenda. Crap. All right. Let me bring up the agenda. There it is. Okay. Okay, I move we adopt the following agenda. 1, call to order, 7 p.m. 2, approval of minutes, approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3, identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4, excused absences, 5 minutes. 5, minutes approval, 5 minutes. 6, motion to hold an election for committee secretary at the next meeting, 5 minutes. 7, treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 8, general manager's report on WBAI's finances, 60 minutes. 9, set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 10, new business. 11, adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, is there any debate or discussion or anything about the draft agenda?
Paul?
Who's this? What?
Paul.
This yes.
Is Jim.
Jim. Okay, yeah, Jim Dingman's here. I'll put you in as being here.
But I wanted to make a comment.
Well, give me
agenda.
A sec. We're okay. Hold on a second. Let me just make sure that we do, in fact, get you in there. Okay. So the motion is the agenda. Is this on the agenda?
It is.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think a little more time has to be spent talking about the proposed budget that's been the source of so much controversy. I assume you're going to intermingle both that with your treasurer report and with Berthold, but it looks like that's going to take a little bit longer time. I'm just raising that because I studied it. I'm sure others have, and people probably have ideas that they want to relate about it. It's not a big deal. I don't want to hold things up, but it just comes up as an issue.
Okay. We can, of course, extend things when we want to. If you think you want to make an item longer right now, go ahead, make an amendment, but we'll see what happens. Up to people.
Yeah, I moved to adopt the agenda.
Well, I already did that, so
okay.
Is there any further debate or commentary on the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting this agenda? Hearing no objection, it's passed without objection. Okay, the next item is identify timekeeper. Who would like to be the timekeeper?
I'll be the timekeeper.
Okay. And one second. So, Jeffrey Stern will do it. Is there any objection to Jeffrey Stern being the timekeeper? Hearing none, Jeffrey Stern is the timekeeper of this meeting.
I'll one question. I mean, I just confused you. When I call time, I don't want it to go on for 5 or 10 minutes afterwards, or I feel like I'm being ignored, all right? Can we make sure that when I call time, it is time, and then we go on or do whatever we have to do?
Yeah, I try, and
I understand,
people...
but I'm getting, I feel like people, you say time, and they ignore you, okay?
Yeah, well, all right, maybe we'll try to, make it work better this time.
Okay.
And the next item on the agenda is excused absences, and we do, in fact, have... we have 2 requests for excused absences, but one of the people showed up. So, where is that? Okay. The person who asked for an excused absence was Carolyn McIntyre. And... okay, is Carolyn McIntyre, and so I am going to move.
Paul?
Yes, hold on 1 second, let me get this out. Okay, to excused Carolyn McIntyre. Okay, is there any debate on this? Somebody had something.
But it's not. I just want to let you know I'm here.
You're here. Okay, let me write you down. James Sagerton is here. Okay, the motion on the floor is to excuse the absence of Carolyn McIntyre. Any debate on that motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to excusing the absence of Carolyn McIntyre? Hearing none, her absence is excused. Okay, next is minutes approval. And we'll go for this. And it's M.K. Williams, are you there? Are you ready for this? Are you ready to make a motion?
I'm here. I didn't do minutes because the last meeting we didn't hold because we had no.
We time. Have the minutes from. Yes, of course you didn't do minutes for a meeting that didn't happen, but you did minutes. Don't you want to do bring up the minutes from the November 29th meeting?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. I move that we approve whatever minutes we need to approve. I forgot about it.
Okay. So the motion is to approve the minutes of the November 29th. Boy, my typing just goes to hell here. November 29th local finance committee meeting. I have a couple of things to bring up, and one is you have Matt Mazza being absent, and he was there.
Okay, I'll put
so
it
could
back
you
in.
Correct that?
Yeah.
When you do the final minutes. Also, you have it says there at 7:22, the motion to approve the minutes of a previous meeting. And it said someone wanted it noted that they were present and that they had their second consecutive meeting previously and that November 29th was their third consecutive. This isn't true. You should please remove that. If we need a motion, we can do a motion. But you got to remove that because that isn't the case. Which also reminds me of something I'm going to do as soon as we get this done.
Well,
do we need a motion
Martin,
for that?
I think that was Martin Flynn.
Yes.
And I believe he was actually marked present, but I don't generally identify. I mean, if they're not a voting member, I list them as also present. And they want to be listed that way, I list them as also present. I leave it up to them. And you to keep track of who's eligible
yes.
to vote or not.
Okay.
So he wanted that, and I said yes, of course. And I went back. I couldn't check at that moment that I had included him, but I had actually included him as also present.
I don't have him as present at all for that. And you will remember
this
that.
This is Jack DePalma. Could I ask a clarification?
Well, hold on, Jack. You will note that I do put out the. Spreadsheet that shows, it's a PDF of a spreadsheet, that shows attendance, and he did attend the October 18th and November 29th meetings. He showed up for the last meeting, but we didn't have a quorum, so no meeting then. But on November 29th, that was his second meeting, not his third meeting. And we shouldn't put stuff like that in the minutes anyway, I think. So... Mm-hmm. Do we need a motion, or do you figure you'll just correct those two things?
Well, anyway, this is Martin. I'm actually here tonight.
You don't
for
want
the
me
third.
Here now. Okay. Martin,
wait,
hold on one second.
Can I ask,
let me...
Hold on a second.
Okay.
You
so
don't want
we...
me... I'm asking a question. You don't want me to note that someone made a request to change the minutes, even if it was not correct? Or you want me to just ignore that?
Okay, you have him saying he was he became a member, and that his on November 29th he became a member. That's not true. So just get that part out. And yeah, in general, if people just say things, should probably not put all of that in, okay?
Okay.
As soon as we pass these minutes, I'll do another piece of business, unless somebody has something else. Does anybody else have any other? So, Kay, you're going to do the corrections?
On the November 29th minutes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, is there any further debate or anything like that regarding the motion to approve the November 29th minutes? Hearing none. It's passed without objection. And now we will do the official thing that I will read. And, okay, while attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI Local Station Board that for the Local Finance Committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the Local Finance Committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that station. And is there anyone here who wants to say they're here?
Yes, I would.
Okay, Martin Flynn, are you? This is the time for you to pipe up.
I'm here.
Okay, Martin Flynn is here. Congratulations, you are a member of this august body. Okay, is there anybody else who wants to say they're here for purposes of becoming a member?
I would.
Who's that?
Joan DiLorenzo from BAI.
Joan DiLorenzo. Anybody else wants to say that they are they want to give their name and say that that they want to, you know, start going for the three in a row to become a member? Okay, hearing none, I'll try to remember to make this announcement later on, and we'll see how that works out. Okay, so we've gotten that little piece of business out of the way, I think.
Jack DePalma, may I be recognized for a moment?
Okay, Jack, is it something on this, I think?
No. The clarification was fine, and thank you very much for running a good meeting. But I think it was said in the past, since we're on the telephone, people should say their name. Hi, this is Jack, and I'm going to, because I hear names or I hear voices. It's good to connect the voices to the names when people make their statements or make their comments or make their observations. Thank you, Bob Paul.
Okay, thank you. All right, the next item we have is to paste it. It's a motion to hold an election for committee secretary at the next meeting. So I'll make that. And so the motion is to hold an election for committee secretary at the next meeting. Okay, that motion is now on the floor. Is there any debate on that motion? Okay. Hearing no debate.
I have a question. Are we going to nominate tonight or what? Or wait till next meeting?
How about hold nominations and elections? Nominations and elections. Okay. Yeah, we can do it at the next meeting, all of that stuff. So just let this motion, one, enables us to have an election, and two, it also says we're doing nominations, and everybody knows about it now, and so at the next meeting we'll have nominations and elections for secretary of the committee. Okay? So, is there any further debate or anything on the motion to hold nominations and an election for committee secretary at the next meeting. Hearing none, is there any objection to passing that motion? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Now we go to treasurer's report, and I give that one. One second while I get that written down. Okay. All right. Okay. At the National Finance Committee, which we call the NFC, meeting on December 12, 2023, the executive director said that Pacifica had accepted an offer for the KPFK building. No sale price was mentioned. There was a 15-day inspection period, and they were going to get things in escrow by the first week in December. After that announcement, the NFC considered the KPFT draft FY24 budget at that point in that meeting. And the plan is to use some of the proceeds from the sale of the KPFK building to pay the interest payments on the FJC loan and the economic injury disaster loan, which we call the EIDL, for the next year or so. At that meeting, we heard that Pacifica still can't do the FY22 audit because there's no money to pay for it. And then at its December 19th, 2023 meeting, the NFC considered the draft FY24 budget proposals for the Pacifica Affiliates Network and the Pacifica Radio Archives. Both draft budgets were recommended to the PNB. At the January 2nd, 2024 NFC meeting, there was a dispute over even considering the WBAI draft FY24 budget. After about half an hour of debate, a motion to postpone consideration of the WBAI draft FY24 budget was put on the agenda right before the item about considering that budget. One of the issues raised was that the WBAI general manager had changed the draft budget between the time when the WBAI LSB had passed it on and when it had been presented to the NFC. Another issue was that at the December 13, 2023 LSB meeting, I misspoke and made the motion at the LSB to send that budget to the PNB instead of the NFC. Well, obviously that was just, you know, misspeaking right there. That particular part of the issue got resolved pretty easily. At the WBAI draft FY24 budget proposal finally came to the floor at 10:04 p.m. that night, an hour and a half after the meeting had started and 11 minutes before the meeting's scheduled adjournment time. There was a short presentation about the budget from the general manager. We then found that the consolidated monthly income statement for FY23 that the National Office had put out had a number of errors in it about WBAI, showing large expenses for tower rent and office rent, among other things, and very inaccurate. That income statement has since been revised, but it's not yet approved for dissemination to the public. When the NFC approves the release of that income statement, I'll send it to the LSB and the local finance committee mailing lists as usual. At the January 9th NFC meeting, at the January 9th NFC meeting, the WBAI draft FY24 budget came up again, and we note that it's getting a lot more scrutiny than any of the other Pacifica budgets that show a deficit. An issue regarding the National Office not knowing how to categorize some revenue and expenses was discovered while we discussed all of this. And it looks to me, personally, like the WBAI draft FY24 budget has become a political football in the NFC. It is a deficit budget, which is cause for concern, but there are other deficit budgets coming to the NFC, and they're being sent on to the PNB. So Pacifica is in dire shape, and WBAI is not alone as a station that's in financial trouble. The proceeds from the sale of the KPFK building are not going to solve all of Pacifica's financial problems, and there are people who are hostile toward WBAI. And this is going to be a big problem. So, yeah, this is something we're going to be facing very soon. We sort of faced some of it already. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for January 23rd, 2024. That's next Tuesday. And that is the Treasurer's Report. Are there any – oh, before we go anywhere, let me do a fast thing to see who's here. Is Mario Mastrandrea here? Is Matt Mazza here? Is Daryl McPherson here? Is Bertold Reimers here? Is Serene Roberts here?
Present.
Serene Roberts is here. Okay. All right. We got that in. All right. So that's a treasurer's report. Anybody have any comments or questions on that?
Paul, I have a question.
Okay. Jack DePalma, go ahead.
Could you characterize improper or incorrect? Was it sabotage? Was it malfeasance? Was it incompetence?
Jack, did you just get cut off? Okay. I don't know why it was like that. I can't tell. So all I can say is we went over it. And we found that there were incorrect, very big numbers in there. You know, the amount of money we pay for the tower it was inflated by a factor of 4, I think it is, something like that. We already pay $17,000, so 4 times $17,000 is quite a big number. So, yeah, I don't know why it happened, but it was in there, and we're going to get a correction real soon, and we'll see how that goes. Okay, and I think, Jack, I think you dropped off there or something. Any further questions or comments on the treasurer's report?
I have a comment.
Okay, let's do a stack. Please tell me your name. Who wants to be on the stack?
Please.
Serene.
Jim.
Okay. I have Bruce Grief, Serene Roberts. Did I hear Jim Dingman?
You did.
Hello. Paul?
Yeah.
This is Jack DePalma. Somehow I just dropped right off as I finished the question. Something just dropped out.
Okay. I kind of answered the question. I can't say why it was done, but it was that way, and that's going to be corrected. I'm taking
as long
a stack.
Proper numbers go in. I find that type of stuff to be,
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So the stack so far is Bruce Grief, Serene Roberts, Jim Dingman. Anybody else want to get on the stack?
James Sagerton.
James Sagerton. Anybody else want to get on this stack? Okay, so we'll go with this four people stack right now. Bruce Grief, you have the floor.
Very simple question. Have the new officers of the NSC been elected, or when will they be elected?
That will happen probably in February, because what happens is this. The PNB... The PNB determines what directors are going to be on the NFC. So they're going to put 5 directors on there. And once those get on there, the treasurers are already in place. And once those 5 directors get on the NFC, then we will have an election at the meeting after that. This is how it usually works. We'll have an election at the meeting after that, and we will elect a chair and a secretary. Okay?
Yep, thanks.
Okay. Oh, God, my eye just went. Next is Serene Roberts.
Okay, I missed the report and everything that came before it. I just caught the part about the numbers being four times, some numbers being four times as much as they should have been. When was that error introduced?
When was it introduced into it?
Yeah.
When they put it out. Let me look, see when I said it. Let's see. I think that was in...
Approximately.
I think it might have been January 2nd.
Okay.
Yes, January 2nd. We got it. That's when we got it. You know, we went over it.
Okay. And that was for what period?
It's for down to September 30th, 2023.
Ooh. Okay. I have a motion that the LSC chair shall provide the Finance Committee and LSB with the latest versions, plural, of any WBAI draft budget being discussed by the NFC. And I can motivate.
The NFC chair shall provide the local finance committee and LSB with the latest version of any WBAI draft budget being discussed by the NFC. Is that it?
Right. Did you say LFC in the first sentence? That's what I said.
Oh, local finance committee and LSB.
With right. I'm referring to you or whoever is, well, it'll be you because you're the treasurer. The LFC chair shall provide.
Oh, okay, LSB.
Yeah,
the LSB chair? You sure of that?
What are you? Well, I don't know what you...
The treasurer.
Yeah, meaning you, because you will be on the National Finance Committee in whatever capacity next year, that whenever our budget is being revised, because it'll be a while, I guess, before at least a month or two, probably, before they actually get to the budget, that whatever updated budget is being discussed at the NFC shall be provided to us on the LFC and the LSB.
Okay, hold on a second. I just hit enter.
What's the purpose?
Space. All right. Okay, so... The motion is the LSB treasurer shall provide the local finance committee and LSB with the latest version of any WBAI draft budget being discussed by the NFC. That's your motion?
Correct, yes. Thanks.
Okay, so we'll let you motivate it, and then I'll go next to talk about it a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay, so when you're trying to – we have the draft as last approved by the LSB in December. Was it December? I don't know, whatever, recently. It goes to the NFC, and then changes are made as a result of conversations with the GM, with the NFC, and with the executive director, so that whatever is being sent to the PNB may differ, will differ from whatever the LSB saw. And I think it's important that we be able to keep track locally of what changes are being made to the budget. That's it.
Okay. This could be a problem because there are going to be things that may get changed, and we don't necessarily want like interim changes as going out there to the entire LSB, because people are going to say, "Oh, that's it," and think that once it's put out, that it's written in stone. This is a phenomenon we have observed at BAI and throughout Pacifica over the years. And so right now, I would say this is something that the NFC is doing, and we should leave it there and let it happen. And I don't know that the current version of the budget is going to be the version that's going to get discussed next week. The general manager could show up with something else. I don't know. I have no control over that part. And there are also, you know, there's a very high probability that there will be amendments to this. And I hope that they do pass it, even though it's a deficit. I hope they pass it. But there may well be changes in it. And one of the difficulties is once you put something out and people say, there it is, it's hard to, like, convince them, oh, no, this is the other new one that's, you know, newer than that. And so that's the current one. And it's very, very difficult to do. So I would like to leave it as where it is now. And so I guess I'm against this motion because it's the budget that's before the NFC is not enormously different. It's a little bit different, not enormously. But the deal is I don't want to have the thing of several different budgets being sent out to the LSB and the local finance committee and people having misapprehensions about what the current budget is. So that's how I feel. Anybody else want to get on the stack to discuss this motion?
James.
Okay, James second. Anybody else?
I'll come back when he's done.
Okay, anybody else? Okay. So we'll go with these two. James Sackerton, you have the floor.
Thank you. I think the free flow of information is a good idea. I also think that Pacifica is set up already in a multitude of ways to provide for that free flow of information. And anybody who wants to follow the trail of the WBII budget as it wends its way through the NFC on its way to the PNB can just listen into those meetings. It's a very public setting. It's streamed. It's streamed in real time. It's the recording is on KPFTX. So I I would agree with our Paul to a certain extent that, you know, sending out a particular version, you know, there might be mistakes about how that is something that's set in stone. But in fact, if one wants to see the process, just tune into the NFC or listen to the meetings after the fact. Thank you. Oh, and let me say one other thing. Oh, well, this is just about this motion. Are you going to resume the stack after this motion?
Yes, we'll go back to the stack after this motion goes.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
I'm done.
Next is Serene Roberts again.
Okay, so I think it's relatively simple. It'll still be a draft budget, and the note you can either, you know, in the subject line or on the document itself. This is the version of the draft WBI LSB budget as of X date. The word draft and a date should be enough for reasonable people to figure out that it's not necessarily the final version, or to confuse it, or to confuse it to avoid confusion with earlier versions. I don't think it's so complex, and it would be helpful to actually be looking at the same thing that the people on the NFC, to have the same version that they're looking at. Thanks,
Michael Weiss of the Stack.
Okay, Michael, Michael White is on the stack. Anybody else want to get on the stack? I'll throw myself on at the end of it. But Michael White, anybody else?
Yeah, Bruce.
Okay, hearing none. Who else?
Bruce
Grief. Okay. Anybody else besides Michael White and Bruce Grief and me at the end? Okay, Michael White, you have the floor.
Yeah, I just want to second what James Sagerton said. Pacifica is an open and transparent environment, and we have tons of information that flows easily and is readily available to everyone. We have lots of different ways that it gets transmitted, including, you know, this finance committee meeting, including the treasurer's reports. you know, when we're allowed to get to the treasurer's report at our LSV meeting, you know, because by conducting our meetings efficiently. We've got the openness, we've got the communication. We don't need to come up with requirements, and you know, which then can be easily. We make not only do we have openness and free flow of information, but we have too much bureaucracy in Pacifica. And when we have too much bureaucracy, it creates all sorts of things to trip over, to make mistakes about, for people to start throwing blame around about. Basically, I'm just agreeing with James and trying to reinforce what he's saying.
Okay. And Bruce Grief, go ahead. You have the floor.
Yeah, this is just a purely practical suggestion. It doesn't deal with politics, who knows what, whatever. You set up a Google Drive, and that Google Drive has the latest version of the budget that's under consideration. Then, you know, you don't get all this emailing around, and when did you send it? And I got the earlier version, which we seem to do a lot. But, you know, I don't know what the political... who knows what implications are, but from a practical standpoint, that might be a lot easier. That's it. I'm done.
Okay. Let me say, I am not a fan of Google. Yes, I know that having said that, now lightning will come through the ceiling and get me. Because they do scrape your information, your personal information a lot, and just... those Google Drive things, if you go there with the proper kind of browser device, you will notice that there are little fingers from Google trying to grab all sorts of information from your browser and beyond into your computer. So I'm not a fan of those Google Groups stuff. There are plenty of places to put things, but I do think that Pacifica, the Pacifica Foundation, needs to establish some kind of a central place to put stuff. So there is that. And again, you would still end up with people not being able to figure out what they're looking at and do I have the right version? And, you know, people start chasing their tails around this kind of thing. So that's how I think about it. Is there anybody else who wants to debate this motion?
Do I say call the question, Paul? This is Jack.
You can't call a question in the committee. Is there anybody else who wants to debate this motion? Hearing none, I guess we're going to go to a vote. And so what we'll do is we'll go over here and we'll make a note of this and paste that. Okay. So the motion is, the LSB treasurer shall provide the local finance committee with The LSB treasurer shall provide the local finance committee and LSB with the latest version of any WBAI draft budget being discussed by the NFC. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma?
No.
Bruce Grief?
Yes.
Noel Jameson? Noel Jameson? I'll come back. R. Paul Martin, no. Mario Mastrandrea? Matt Mazza? Marilyn McIntyre is excused and is not here, I think. Daryl McPherson? Ali Murphy?
Can you pass? Come back to me. Thank you.
Okay. Berthold Reimers. Berthold Reimers. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
No.
Jeffrey Stern. Jeffrey Stern. Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
No.
M.K. Williams.
No.
Okay, going back. Noel Jameson. Final call, Noel. Okay. Mario Mastrandrea. Mario Mastrandrea, final call. Matt Mazza. Matt Mazza, final call. Carolyn McIntyre, I think you're not here. I'll call anyway. Carolyn McIntyre. No answer. Daryl McPherson. Daryl McPherson, final call. Ally Murphy.
Yes.
Berthold Reimers. Jeffrey Stern.
No.
Okay, that's it. 3-4-6 against, 1 abstention. So the motion fails. Okay. All right. Well, let me ask the timekeeper. How much time is left on the treasurer's report?
It's over.
It's over. All right. If we want to do any more on the
call, there's a question about the vote.
Oh yeah. Okay. What?
We have two ex parte members. I don't know if it's. I don't know if that's correct terminology.
Oh, ex officio. How many? Okay.
Joan and Jim Dingman.
Okay, yes. All right, that's true. All right, sorry, forgot about that. Let me explain this. Traditionally, LSB members who are not members of the committee are automatically able to vote on the committee because they're LSB members. So, let me write down names very fast here. And... okay, and Joan DiLorenzo, how do you vote? If you want to, you don't have to.
Yes. I vote yes.
Okay. Jim Dingman, how do you vote?
I vote no.
Okay. Are there any other LSB members on this call? Hearing none. The vote total is now 4-4-7 against, 1 abstention. So motion still fails. Okay. If we want to do anything more on the treasurer's report, we'll need a motion to extend time. Does anybody want to do anything more on the treasurer's report?
Yeah, I thought we had a stack that was disrupted by the motion.
Yes, but we are out of time. So if you want to make a motion to extend the time...
5 minutes. Move to extend for 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay, the motion is to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to extending the time for the treasurer's report by 5 minutes? Hearing none, we are extended. Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 1954. We're going back to the stack, and indeed Jim Dingman is the next person. Jim Dingman, you have the floor.
All right. The issue of the draft budgets is an interesting issue. I mean, there are certain aspects of Ms. Roberts' idea that are not bad, but the problem is that, you know, it's pretty obvious when one looks at the draft budget. It's projecting 15-20% increases in certain categories. And the main takeaway I have from the draft budget is, if I'm reading this correctly, the projected revenue is about $1.5 million, and we need to get about up to that $1.6, $1.7 million in order to cover the deficit. So the main takeaway from this is that really we have a job ahead of us to get the overall revenue in all the categories, even if some of them may be a tad overestimated. We have to get the overall budget estimate to cover this $140,000 shortfall, or $150,000 shortfall, however it is, up to about $1.7 million in reality, because We know where the centralization of the expenses is going on right now. They'll simply go in and take the central services and then do arbitrary cuts, which will probably be in labor costs, to make it balance itself. That's the kind of challenge we're up to, not in a few months, but immediately.
Okay. And the next person is James Sagerton.
Thank you, Arpaul. I just wanted to say that the person who first brought the errors in the WBAI tab of the consolidated statements was our general manager, Bertal. He's very familiar with these numbers. He spotted it right away. And I just want to say that there was a great deal of disappointing reluctance on the NFC, not only in this meeting, but in past meetings, where, as Arpaul noted in his treasurer's report, there were errors that were occurring in the consolidated statements, errors of coding, errors of actual numbers. And I don't think that the errors were that serious, but they were emanating from the national office, and they were used by certain members on the NFC to denigrate, in my opinion, denigrate the WBI manager and blame him for these errors. And that was most unfortunate. It was used to knock down the WBII budget. This is two meetings in a row. There were delaying tactics prior to that. I consider them to be delaying tactics. It's my opinion, with a lot of vanity discussion of the minutes and whether certain persons' remarks were accurately recorded, all of which is just, I believe, again, my opinion, was deliberately to push consideration of the WBI budget into the next PNB iteration as opposed to this one. So they were successful in that, unfortunately, and we will see where that leads. As Arpaul has pointed out, there have been the last three budgets we passed to the National Board from the NFC were deficit budgets. So is WBAI's. It's not good. We need to address this with all deliberate speed. It's really becoming an emergency. But it's unfortunate we seem to be getting singled out for special treatment, if you will. That's all. Thanks.
Okay. And that exhausts that small stack. And before, okay. Mr. Timekeeper, I think we have like maybe 1 minute left on this item. Is that correct? I'm going to say it. Does anybody else want to do like 1 minute? If not, we can go on. Okay. Hearing none, we can go on to the next item, which is the General Manager's Report on WBAI's Finances. And is the General Manager here?
This is
Bertolt,
Matt.
Are you here? Bertolt?
This is Matt. I'm just here.
Okay, I'll put... Okay, Matt, you're here. Okay, that's fine. Let me put you as being here in the attendance right now. Bertolt, are you here? Matt, do you know if Bertolt's coming in here?
As far as I know, I mentioned it yesterday when I spoke to him. He knows it's a meeting tonight. So.
Okay. Bertolt, are you here? Okay. I don't hear him, so I don't think he's here. So I guess what we should probably do is postpone this item. Let me look at the rest of this agenda here.
I have a question.
Well, hold on. Let's deal with what we have here. I'm going to make a motion to postpone the general manager's report until the general manager, let's see, until the general manager gets here, or until after the next item. Okay, I'm going to make a motion. We postpone the general manager's report till the general manager gets here. If we just say the general manager gets here, that's going to be okay. Until after set next meeting date. And if he's not here by then, we can talk about it. Okay, so the motion is to postpone the general manager's report agenda item till after the set next meeting date item, which is the next item. Is there any any debate or any comment on that?
Yeah, I have a comment.
Okay. Dingman, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the budget that I'm seeing here that was sent out earlier by Ms. Roberts. And I wanted to talk about that, and I mentioned that as I started the meeting. Are we then not going to talk about this budget or not? Is this budget accurate? Can Jim Sagerton confirm that the document that was sent out is an accurate document? Dated 11/28/2023, is that the document that we're arguing about or talking about at this point?
Well, that date is from last year. That is not going to be the latest one.
But
also, we have new business. We have new business at the end. And what we have in front of us is, if this motion passes, we will do set next meeting date, which is 5 minutes. And then after that, we will have then the general manager's report. If he's not here, then we can go to new business. And new business
is
right open. Bertold, are you here?
Yeah.
Okay, Bertold showed up. All right. Maybe we just say bleep it all, and you have. All right. Says the general manager is here. I'm going to. Is there any objection to my withdrawing the motion to postpone this report? I don't think there is. So okay, we're withdrawing that. And Bertold, you have the floor to report. Go ahead.
Well, there's not much to report. First of all, WBI transferred all of its assets and everything else to Bank of America. So basically, most of the control is through the National Finance Committee, even though I have, I'm developing the dexterity to be able to go in the bank and look at stuff. So reports and things like that, you know, that you guys are asking me, you're going to have to ask it of the national office.
Point of order,
Chair.
Yes.
Point of order, Chair. Yeah, I don't know how to phrase this point of order, but I believe Bertol said that the access or the control over the money has gone to the NFC. I think he meant to say the national office.
I thought he did say that.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. National office. Thank you. Yeah, I think I said NFC. Yeah. So, with a lot of hard work, Chris Lapilusa, the webmaster, and I managed to transition everything except for Adobe, Amazon Web Service, and stamps.com that I haven't been able to transition. I don't think I'll be able to transition Adobe and Amazon Web Service because they only take debit cards, credit cards. Stamps.com is a work in progress. So that's that. As far as where does the WBI stand, we are facing an existential threat. We owe close to $70,000 to the call center and about the same amount to Four Times Square. And I think the Four Times Square thing is an existential threat because, I mean, they could
say
that
amounts
anytime.
Again?
Can you repeat those amounts?
It's about 70 plus thousand. You know, I'm not keeping as better track as I used to in the past. So it's about 4 or 5 months. You know, for four times square. And technically, they can just shut us down anytime they want. You know, because nobody seems to be, you know, too worried about this anywhere. We definitely need to make more money fundraising. We are recycling the same premiums, and then they're not giving us enough money. Gary Noll didn't want to pitch with us anymore because he didn't trust the national office who were going to pay him for any premium. So I should have set up a meeting already with him and the executive director so that they can have a conversation. But in the meantime, I found a temporary solution. He accepts PayPal, and I still have control of the PayPal. PayPal, there's nothing you can do about it. I still have control over it, and I still have not been able to transition that either to Bank of America, because when you want to move money from PayPal to the bank, once you do Bank of America, it asks you for login and password. And we don't technically have Bank of America. We have CashPro, and it asks you to login and password, and it tells you that it's incorrect. So that's a little problem. So the money that are in PayPal, you know, they were sitting here in limbo. So I'm going to just take them and pay a premium with them and then just do a report. Also, I've managed to figure out how to deposit checks into Bank of America with my cell phone. You know, you take pictures of these checks and then, you know, to trial and tribulation. This is something that, you know, people do privately, like my wife does it on a regular basis for us. And I never wanted to do that for WBI's checks. But right now, that seems to be the most efficient way of doing it. Me basically scanning all the checks to CashPro and then uploading them into Bank of America. So that's that. We have the last one and the most frustrating, even though most insignificant thing, is the WBI budget. We've gone to the NFC like four times already. And I'm going to say clearly that the NFC, a bunch of people in there are just dilatory maneuvers. You know, WBI's revenue is very well documented and broken down into listener-sponsored, money that comes to PayPal is also listener-sponsored, VAI buddies, public service announcements, Asia donors, David Wattenberg theater tickets, all broken down. These do not match the numbers of the national office because, you know, like they kind of bundle up most things into listener sponsors. So the national office is not going to accept, you know, the NFC is not going to accept that. So I'm going to accept mediocrity, and I'm going to merge all these numbers into major numbers that matches the national office numbers. I'm going to do the budget and have my budget numbers match the numbers of the national office, and then I'm going to eliminate completely any number that I have from QuickBooks, and then we're going to go from there. So you're not going to have any detail as far as VAI buddy versus whatever. And then I think that's what we're going to do in the revenue and in the expenses. I call it, you know, mediocrity. But, you know, I really do not care. You know, that's what they want. They can have it. Can have it like that. What else? Our Martin Luther King birthday celebration did not work that well. I don't think we had that many pitch. I mean, we have a canned full day that we usually do from way back then. We did not use that. Linda, I wanted to, you know, to it to be more fresh. And we had Ron Daniels, Mimi, and a whole bunch of people. I believe Serene participated in that also with Betty Davis in doing excellent programming on Martin Luther King, but he didn't raise that much money. Struggling, looking for PSAs, you know, I was talking to Arthur Schwartz, you know, looking, you know, we have relationship to, you know, to build more, to get more PSAs and stuff like that. You know, we definitely have been even promised that as of March, the ones from the Department of Transportation are going to be pouring in. I guess that's when they restart their budget process and all that stuff. But we haven't really cracked into new ones yet. We have a $25,000 stock option as promised by a listener on behalf of the Low Paid Show. I have no idea where that stands because we're still waiting to create our stock, the national office to create the stock, the stock account, and to reach out to the person. I am not sure that's the same person who reached out to Kevin Rutherford to ask that he gives the money to Fortune Society instead. I don't know if that person wanted to give the money before the end of the year so that they can have their tax deduction. And so that might be your money that we lost. That's my report.
Okay. Oh, boy. And yeah, that last bit about we might lose that 25 grand is really annoying as hell. All right. Okay, Berthold, let me go back here. So you're saying that what you're going to do is produce another version of the budget?
Yes. I'm working with the executive director. They give me the latest financial for WBAI as of September 30th, adjusted with some of the two major things that we had identified. So once they corrected those, so our revenue is going to be 10%. That plus 10%, which is what was stated at the NFC, that can project to increase revenue by 10%. So that income statement from the national office, we're going to take that and add 10% to it, and that's going to be our revenue. And we're going to take the expenses that they had from the national office and on fiscal year 2023 and put those there in the budget for 2024, even though I think we should reduce, probably add some cuts of $25,000 or $30,000 more, because we're cutting overtime and stuff like that. But without that, just as is, a budget is going to be $280,000 in the red.
$280? Okay. Okay, so you're going to send the NFC a revised budget. And, you know, the meeting's next Tuesday. When do you think you're going to send that to us?
Trying to work with the executive director and then the business manager and James to get it done probably by this Friday.
Okay, so by Friday
or Monday, and then it will be sent out that Monday. Hopefully Monday before noon or before 3 o'clock. I think the NFC meeting is on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, so I foresee complaints that there's a brand new budget. They'll call it a brand new budget, some of them, showing up the day before the meeting. But okay, if that's how it's going to work there. The other thing is...
Can I add to that?
Go ahead.
They vehemently demanded that the national office numbers, financials, match pretty closely the, you know, the so-called print book. I keep on calling a double book. So the print book is going to be gone. My print book numbers are gone. Using them as a base for me. And then the budget is going to be just, you know, based on the national office financials.
Okay. Let me see. All right.
You have me on the stack, up, Paul?
Yes. Let me see what the stack looks like. Okay. Let me continue here, and I'll do a bigger stack in another second or two. The 25 grand stock, do you have any information from that guy who was donating it? I mean, are you speculating that the guy was looking to have it donated by the end of 2023, or have you heard anything definite that there was a deadline in there?
I'm speculating.
You're speculating, okay. I know that he wrote to me, and to start it all off, and he said, is anybody paying attention to this? So I sent it to you, and I wrote to him and said, I've sent this to management and all of this. It'd be a real shame if the national office blows this 25 grand on us, because we were supposed to have had it, that account, which is holding it. Let me explain fast. You have to have a special bank account for this type of thing to put in. And the executive director said that they were getting the signatures from people around the country that they needed to open up that bank account in the Bank of America. And she said it was going to be done, I wrote it down specifically, sometime in December. And it was going to be like a week and a half from one thing. I can look this up. It's in one of the, it's specifically, I know, in one of the minutes, one of the minutes of the NFC meeting. And I think I also put it in one of the treasurer's reports. And, you know, it's going to be a real pisser if we end up getting cheated out of 25 grand because people were dragging their feet, not signing stupid papers that they're sending around the country. That's just me being pissed off.
Maybe we have a chance, Paul, because I just to clarify, after the guy followed up with you, remember, I responded to all, copied the national office and then our corporate counsel to let the guy know
these are the people
that are in charge of this, and that I... if he needed anything locally, he could contact me. My number, but nationally, he could contact those people, or those people would contact them when everything is set. But I guess the account is not set yet. So,
yeah, this is terrible. All right. So the other thing is, so what we're going to be seeing is basically listener support. Revenue will be almost all just listener support with no details, and the expenses will be what they were for FY23. Is that it?
Yeah, the expenses will be the expenses reported by the national office of FY23.
All right.
Whatever line they have their numbers, I will have them match.
Oh, boy. All right, I won't comment on that part, but I will say, okay, so we'll take a stack for who wants to discuss this or ask questions. James Sagerton is there. Anybody else want to ask a question or make a comment on the general manager's
Doreen,
report?
I had a comment.
Okay, I have Roberts. I have Dingman. Anybody else? Okay, we'll go with those three. James Sagerton, go ahead.
Thank you, Paul. First of all, I want to suggest strongly to you that you move up that meeting as much as possible with the executive director, myself, and Markeisha, the national business manager, because as Paul points out, we're going to get a lot of pushback on the NFC if we come to them with a brand new budget on Monday for a meeting on Tuesday. Now, the tone may change in the NFC if the executive director is on board with this, but I made it clear to her and the chair of the board in a subsequent meeting to our last NFC meeting that it's not, we don't have to conform to the national office numbers. A strong point was made by a member of the NFC that we have to have one set of numbers. Yeah, that's right. It may not be the QuickBook numbers, but it also may not be the national office numbers. Our one set of numbers have to be the right numbers, not just dictated, from one place or another. So I think we really need to move that meeting up. It should not be on Friday. It should be, tomorrow, if possible. And another meeting on Friday if necessary, because, it's not going to work in the NFC, I don't believe, because they're not going to be loyal to the executive director either. They have an agenda. So, I'm just saying we should not just, we need to get this done, but also we need not to just cave in, is what seemed like you were saying, to the national office's numbers. If we have evidence, better evidence of numbers, we need to make that point. I mean, we did that with those things that you caught about the tower rent and the studio rent. We had the ASCAP bill that we had never seen that came up, so we have to add that. So it has to be, things have to be added and numbers accepted based on reality, not on where they're coming from. So I hope we can do that, and that's all I'll say for now.
So I'd like to answer that.
Well, go ahead.
After adjustments and analysis, the national office numbers are about $1,800 per month less than our numbers in revenue, on the revenue side.
Right.
It's about 2,000. That's about, so they, you know, so they are, so they are off by 23,000, 24,000. They are lower than our numbers by 23,000. So, and that could be just an entry. So I think that that's not a big deal, except that 23,000 times 1.1 is probably, it's probably like a good 30,000 more we could add on revenue. That would reduce our deficit from 288 to 250. I am kind of sick and tired of arguing my numbers. My numbers are my numbers, I get called all kind of crap. I get accused of all kind of BS by the National Finance Committee members and everybody else in the world. So let's forget QuickBook and let's go with the national office numbers, and especially that their revenue is pretty close. It's just that it's not broken down into anything. There's not too much details in it. Whatever. I'm not excited or not excited about presenting or passing or not passing this budget at all. I'm just disgusted.
Chairman, I got a follow up on that.
Yeah, hold on. It is the call of the national office to decide whether or not they want to go make adjustment to get their numbers to match our numbers as far as the revenue, because I mean my revenues are the details. We run a report that shows David Rothenberg theater tickets from Allegiant. We created a code so that we could be more precise. Then BI Buddy is a specific set of codes that are exist our webmaster runs on a regular basis. you know, the PSAs are the PSAs. The money comes in either by check or by wire sent to WBAI. So this is what they are. You know, it is clear that National Finance Committee, most of their members, are dilatories. Doing dilatories, and they're not ever going to accept anything. So they're never going to accept those numbers unless the national office puts a lot of work and goes and makes those entries and verifies them with all the documentations that I give them. I don't see the time or the point of giving this to the NFC in detail. You know, I don't know if the national office is able, time constraint, nor willing to go through that. So I think we're collaborating with the national, the ED and the business manager to use one set of number, whatever it is, no matter how easy it is or simple it is, to present to the NFC. You know, the NFC is all political. There's nothing about them that seems that they care about numbers. So, you know, they just use them to make points and accusations. So, does it really matter?
Well, I must say, I wouldn't say it's all political, but I've certainly seen some things that seem to me, personally, to be more political than had been usual previously. I just wanted to throw that in. All right. James,
Can
were
I
you
make
saying
a follow-up question?
You wanted to follow up? Okay, James Sagerton, follow up, and then we'll go on to the rest of the stack.
Thank you. Berthold, initially we thought that based on the bank records, that the revenue might be off by as much as 40,000. But it sounds now like you're saying it's more like 12,000, maybe a little more than that. So, I mean, I guess I understand your willingness to go along with that, because how are we going to figure out what the difference is there with between 12,000 and 40,000? You know, okay, if it's down to 12,000 without totally reanalyzing all of those bank entries, I don't know how we can solve that. But as far as you know, and the problem with all of this is that the plan is to get these budgets in place, and then, as per the bylaws in any normal functioning organization, you check the budget against the actuals as the year goes on, and then you make adjustments as necessary. And so this I see with the new PMB coming in. This is where our staff and our operations are going to be in trouble if we're going to be facing this pressure, which, you know, is a reality. What are you going to do to make our revenue match our expenses? So they're positing a rule of 10%, where they're stating it as if it was written in stone, where you can only estimate a 10% revenue increase. I'm presuming that this is the 10% they're talking about is of the total revenue, not any individual revenue category. But this ballyhoo about 744% increase in events revenue when we had 2 years of COVID where we had no events, and now we're going back to our normal events income based on, you know, actuals already from the first 3 months of the year. It seems like in that category, we should have a large increase over the prior year. And same with the theater tickets. They should allow a large increase in theater ticket revenue, which is one of our best revenue streams, because there was no theater during COVID, and now we're ramping back up to that. So what do you have to say about this 10% limitation on increases? And is that something do you know of any Pacifica policy that states that, or is that just something they've decided to do? Where does that come from? If you know.
You're asking me or Paul?
No, I'm asking you, and also if you could comment on the 12,000 versus the 40,000 in revenue. Have you ever heard of a 10% limit on increases in revenue in either categories or overall revenue? I mean, is that something that occurs elsewhere in industry and 501c3s or nonprofits? Or where does that 10%? They seem to be stating it as if it was a policy of Pacifica, but I'm not familiar with it.
Well, in a regular, normal organization, they look at, you know, the line items. They look at each item. They look at projects, at plans. You know, when I was at HIP, we're looking at rate increases. You know, we are charging the patients more for services that they get. Or we are cutting a little bit of the money we were paying the doctors, percentage. So you look at specific items, very, very specific items. So Medicare is different than Medicaid, Child Help Plus, Family Help Plus, you know, point of service, fee-for-service treatment and all that stuff. And then you do a whole lot of calculations. There's a lot of accounting and, actuarians making all analysis and calculations. You know, there's a lot less science in here.
And of course,
as far as the percentage, you know, basically, the first thing I did is the first thing that I always do is hold on a second. what I usually do is I went into I wanted to double check my revenue because this is something that's easily checkable. So WBAI, the way I have it set up is all my money, all WBAI's money, my money, all the money goes to Chase bank account. All the revenues go to the two Chase accounts, one way or another. Or whether it's BI Buddy, whatever it is, anything comes to BI Buddy, comes to the bank account. And then some money comes to PayPal, but that money, you know, all eventually goes to Chase because we transfer all that money to Chase. So at the end of the day, what I did is I look at all my bank statements and I did a spreadsheet. I looked at the total deposit per month per each account, each of the two major accounts from October 2020. To September 30, 2023. It just says, this is the amount of money that was deposited into the account. Boom. So I added them all up together, and not to double dip, I went in and I looked at every money that I transferred from one account to the other, and I backed that out. And those numbers gave me the numbers that match very closely to the numbers that I had. So I know that my numbers are very, very, very close to the Chase to the Chase account. I also added the money, the credit that we were given by the major donor who gave it to pay rent, because that money didn't come to Chase. That money went straight to them. So I added that in, and so it gave you, my numbers are very, very accurate. I don't know what else to say. They are, these are the numbers. And, you know, we're basically 23,000 off from the national office. It's not really that bad. But the national office is 23,000 off my numbers.
Out of over a million, that's not too bad. I get it.
Let me step in here for a second and say about this 10% thing. As far as I know, this is coming out of some LSP who decided to do this. And they're saying, this is the rule. it's not the rule because we haven't been doing this for years. Now, at some point, well, I can say this. Back in the old days, when I first started having a look at BAI budgets in like 1987, because of the union stuff I was doing at BAI, we were told that in all Pacifica stations, you couldn't have a budget that was greater in revenue than the previous years. That you had to adhere to prior revenue. You couldn't go higher. But that's, you know, what is that? Almost 40 years ago? Since I've been on the NFC, we have seen all sorts of different things, and I don't recall any 10% thing that would still be in effect, because we have not done that. And, you know, if somebody said something 10 years ago and we passed something like that, that's nice, but it's not in effect. It's sort of like the supposedly uniform templates for the budgets that are different at every station, which is a problem and a half, and other things like that. People state as rules things which they happen to have done or happen to have known about or remember from years ago. So this 10% thing is not NFC policy, and it's not PNB policy as far as I know, although I am not that much looking at the PNB itself. I look at what filters down to the NFC. So that's it, what I have to say there. Okay. Now,
point of information, follow on this point of information.
Well, you're on the stack, so can we get to you on the stack?
No, I will point directly to this point.
I'd like to stick to the stack. All right?
Fine. I mean, well, I had something to add just on this 10% thing. Fine. Go on.
Yeah, you'll include that in your remarks. Okay. The next person on the stack is Serene Roberts. Go ahead. Serene Roberts, are you there? We don't hear you. Okay, Berthold, are you saying something? Is Serene Roberts right there? I'm not hearing Serene Roberts, so we'll have to figure something's happened there. So, James Sagerton, you're next to the stack. Go ahead. No, not Sagerton. Dingman, you're on the floor.
All right. And this could be wrong. I was told last week by another PNB member and the executive director that there was some rule passed about 10% being the rule, and I have no idea where it came from. That's all I was told. Now, I wanted to get into this issue of this document that Ms. Roberts sent that's dated 11/28/2023. What's the validity of this document? It's 2024 WBAI budget for WBAI LSB Finance Committee, 11/28/2023. Is this a relevant document to this discussion or not? Can someone answer that before I continue? Anybody there?
Paul, do you want to give the answer you gave on the NFC about that?
About which thing of which?
This document that was just sent before this 2024 WBA budget for WBA LSB Finance Committee 11/28/2023, is that a valid document or not?
I haven't seen it, so I don't know, but it sounds like it might be the thing that was originally sent to the local finance committee, and then we went to the LSB with it.
All right. Bertold, is this document that I've just cited, are you familiar with what this document is? Because it gives out numbers here that I think a lot of people just received in the mail about an hour or two ago. What relevance does this document have to the debate we're talking about, or is it no longer in line with it? All right, he's not there. The reason I bring this up is that it projects a revenue of listener support of about
nearly $800,000. And it assumes that the listener support is going to go up 20% in the calendar year. And then there's other lines here where there are other similar increases. Now, to me, the NFC, these people aren't marketers. They're not salespeople. They're not people involved in promoting the station. They're number counters. They're number crunchers. And yes, they do have agenda to criticize any kind of thing coming out of New York. So what I'm seeing here is that if you say the deficit is, there's a number here of $140,000 as a deficit on this document, and now I'm hearing it's $280,000. So I did the math on this projected estimate here of $1.5 million. Is that the estimate you guys are going with, $1.5 million budget? Is that what we're talking about?
Who are you asking, Jim?
Well, whoever can answer that, you is that the kind of number we're talking about, Jim? $1.5 million?
Yeah, I think that number went down. That number went down because we are using. Okay, that number went down.
What are we talking about, Virgil? 1.4.
Hold on, that number went down to. I'll get back to you in a minute.
All right, so let's say, I don't know how much it went down, but what I am seeing when I do the math with these numbers is that, you know, it's obvious to me. But the most important thing is to figure out how to get the revenue up even higher than $1.5 million.
May I answer your other question? I think you're citing two numbers of deficit. One is the deficit just on the operational basis, and the other is the deficit with the central services included.
Oh, I see. So that's where you get the figure of $220,000 to $280,000?
I think so.
I see.
I'm not looking at it. I don't know where it is, but that sounds like it.
All right, so we're talking about almost $300,000 deficit based on a reduction in revenue, which Bertil just mentioned is now revised, down to, what, $1.4 million, Bertil, or $1.35 or something? All right, well, in any event, it's obvious that we just have to work together to get all these numbers way up. That's all. I mean, that's obvious to me. And there's another thing that comes into the picture. It's my understanding that a very big bequest is in the pipeline. We're talking about close to $500,000. So I don't know where that's at in all these calculations, because if I recall, that particular donation
point of
the
order,
pipeline is going.
Point of order, yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be confidential, Jim.
All right, Jim, don't talk about that.
I won't talk about it. Okay, anyway, I won't talk about that. But anyway, even if that was a possibility, it's obvious still that the revenue has to go up dramatically, and that's the task at hand. Okay, so that ends what I – because, you know, rather than sit and spin this – I'd like to see more precise numbers about this so I can calculate it, but it looks like the key thing. And then the Gary Null thing was quite disturbing to hear. Because we know that Gary Null is about 20%, 15 or 20% of the gross. I forget what percentage he is, but he's a high percentage of the gross revenue. So if that's being disrupted, that is a serious problem. Thank you.
All right, let me pipe up here for a moment. About this, Jim, you mentioned the 10% thing and people citing things. Where do the executive director and the others you cite get that 10% from? Do they have a citation? Is it in the minutes of something somewhere?
I don't know.
The thing we need to do is ask people for citations on things, because there are a lot of people in Pacifica who are very, very adept at pulling things out of where they sit down. And, you know, we got to ask for citations, because... All right, we just got to do that. All right. Well, Berthold, you wanted to say something on this?
I don't think this statement was coming from the executive director. I think it was coming from the NSC, specifically Kim Kaufman, very, very authoritatively. And so, you know, we are using those numbers. That's all. It's not anything special.
All right. Okay.
So the budget is...
Add something to that. I don't know what a free-for-all we're doing here, but...
It's a little bit disorganized, but I guess we're getting some information. Tell you what, Sagerton, you want to go. After that, I'm going to take a stack. And Mr. Timekeeper, how much time do we have left? I will go back. I have about 47 minutes into our 60 minutes right now. Okay, so James Sagerton, go ahead. Then we'll take a new stack if people want one. So Sagerton, you have the floor now.
Yeah, for now I'm not going to identify the source of the 10%, but it was not Kim Kaufman on the NFC. It was someone higher up, but I'm not going to name who.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm questioning the authority.
Yes. Okay, so.
Probably have 15 more minutes.
Right, thank you. Okay, so is there anybody else who has comments or questions regarding the general manager's report? If not, we can go on to the next item, which is set next meeting date. Last chance.
This is Matt.
Matt, go ahead.
Matt, just a query on, we've got one check today. One check is over $2,000. Wondering any way can get some of that money, get it out in cash so we could use it to buy some simple supplies. I mean, this is an issue. One of the collections going on for flash drives, I mean, I could get them out this weekend if there was a way. I don't know, could we arrange something like that to get some stuff, flash drives here? Because Denise Joyce has reached into her pocket to get DVDs, CDs, and ink. So I have that. I'm producing those. We finished Mimi's premiums. And I have a couple of more I'm working on. We can get flash drive. You know, is there a way to use PayPal to pay B&H or something like that and get some control somehow? That's my comment question.
Okay. Anybody else?
Paul? I can answer that.
All right. Okay, Berthold, you want to answer it, so you'll be next. Who else wants to be on the stack right now?
Yeah, I did. Jim
okay,
Dingman.
Okay, so it's going to be Berthold, Dingman. Anybody else wants to get on the stack right now? Okay, Berthold, go ahead.
You know, that has to do with part of my early report when I mentioned that Amazon Web Service is one of those things that we are having problem with. I mean, I did make a few payments to Bank of America to Amazon buying premiums, but somehow Amazon seems to need a card or something like that. So I've been trying to work with that. It is a problem. There's a problem that you know, we haven't been able to resolve this Amazon Web Service being able to buy premiums, supplies for Amazon, because they just need a debit card number so that they can have on file. I had inserted Bank of America bank account. I thought that was working fine, you know, for Amazon. Shopping cart, but, you know, the Amazon Web Service itself, you know, might be a problem because that's what we also use for our storage. So we might be losing our storage. So, I mean, and it's kind of almost impossible to call and talk to somebody at Amazon. You know, if you go to email and email and email, they don't want to talk to you. So that is an issue. That's a huge issue.
No, I mean, what about...
We have to get a
what about a store like B&H? Would they take PayPal? We could find out. You know, you don't have to go through Amazon.
B&H take PayPal, but B&H does not take does not have premiums, and B&H cannot take payments for Amazon Web Service. You know, so Amazon, you know, Web Services are, you know, servers and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Next
Martin
person.
Here, can I be added to the stack, please? Martin here.
Martin Flynn. Okay, one second. Martin Flynn. Okay, the next person is Dingman. Jim Dingman.
All right. Thank you. Martin, could you send me that podcast information you sent me a couple of weeks ago? But let me get into this with what Matthew said. So is this my understanding that the issue with you guys buying drives or paying for costs is now centralized through the Bank of America account? In other words, you've got to get approval to buy office supplies to make sure that premiums are going out on a regular basis from the national office. Is that correct?
Okay. Thing though is, James, it's not as much as control as it's stated. They just want everything to go to Bank of America. It's not like they're trying to control and approve every single little detail. I would defend them on that. They're not doing that. It's just that because there is not a debit card, supposedly for security reason and for more control reason, certain entities like Adobe, Stamps.com, Amazon Web Service do not take checking. You know, I've been working through this, and then these are the last three companies that, you know, seems to not want to take a checking account.
Maybe I can jump in here for a second. The way the executive director explained it for how she wanted this to work when they were setting it up was everybody's in Bank of America, so transfers are easier. And also, they want the stations to get check authorizations. So my understanding is you're supposed to tell the national office, I want to get $100 for, paper. And you tell them, and you send an invoice or something, you send them something, and then they will either cut the check or pay it directly one way or another. So that's what you're talking about right here, all right? Just a means of, as the executive director put it, keeping track of things, okay? All right. Are you done, Bertolt?
Let me make a correction.
All right.
Let me make a correction to that. As I had mentioned, I think I mentioned it on the National Finance Committee also, and then the executive director clarified that there are certain things like, Verizon, $130 for the line that broadcasts from for Times Square, and another $130 per month for the line that from 138 that, you know, hosts a broadcast. A lot of those little bills I had automated. So in other words, those bills are automatically being paid at Bank of America. I had to transfer them all from Chase to Bank of America. I missed a few, got them. So there are, WBI used to function at like 99%, 95% automatic payment of the small bills. The thing that we didn't pay automatically were four Times Square, the call center, big bills like that, you know, or, you know, buying premium to Amazon, because this is not automatic. So that's, so this, like, you know, consultants, you know, would send an invoice. You know, they fill out all the paper form already, so they just send the invoice to the national office and to me, and then, you know, and then they get the money wired to their account by the national office. But those other regular bills and stuff like that, Stephanie said that since they are repeated bills, you know, there's no need to over-monitor them. They know what they are. They know why they have them. So there's a nice little balance, you know. I mean, they don't over-regulate. You know, so national office has been reasonable in that.
Okay. I don't see how that's a correction to what I said, but we got to move on here. The next person is Martin Flynn. You have the floor.
Sorry about that. I was on mute. Quick question for Berthold. The AWS web hosting services and online archiving services, are we, and this might be a question for Chris, the webmaster, where is that backed up if for some reason AWS decides to nuke our site?
Berthold, are you there? Did you hear the question?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I have no idea, but it's the cloud. It's the so-called cloud, and the cloud's definition is that they have different servers, many places, so that they never lose the data.
Well,
we don't have any physical backup. However, let me finish. Our shows are also recorded by Otis in Texas to some computer at somebody's house. But I think they do a data dump every couple of months, every 10 months or whatever month it is. Don't quote me on that. And that's why I did get the web service, so that we can have this data forever. Because, you know, that their server runs out of space, and then they do data dump.
Well, actually, the question was more phrased in the context, we're not sure if the AWS hosting services are being paid for at this moment. There seems to be some doubt on that. Amazon, if you don't pay your bill, and after X number of days, and it's dependent on your contract, they just dispose of your data. It could be on 100 of their servers. It doesn't matter. They'll just purge all of it. I'm just for disaster recovery, we'll call it that, is it backed up? And I can ask Chris that question if we don't have an answer for it. That was the whole question.
Yeah. You can send him an email, copy me on that. I'd like to know the answer.
You got
it. Okay,
can do. That's it for me.
Okay. Okay, the cloud. The cloud is a very nice marketing thing. People think it's up in the sky with, you know, supreme beings, and it's all totally safe. I can tell you that without mentioning a name, a certain place that has a lot of people on it just did a little something tiny the other day, and huge numbers of people, their saved data is no more. Because the places, here's the deal. If you have a file named, you know, stuff.txt, and it goes up to the so-called cloud, what it does is it's just saved on multiple servers. It's on a computer on usually a SSD, a solid-state device, so the more modern replacement of a hard drive, or in some places a hard drive, and it's on many places. But if somebody goes in and says, delete stuff.txt, it goes throughout the entire system and erases it. So that's the deal. So that's a part of the thing. The other deal is we discussed this at the NFC some while ago, and I brought up the great issue we had about 13, 14 years ago, I think, some time back, where Pacifica had a problem with a file, and they wanted to get something out of the backup, and they looked, and the backup was corrupt, and they kept looking, and the entire backup, going back for years and years, was corrupted. So Pacifica had no digital record of what it had done for a lot of years. And they ended up trying to reconstruct stuff by asking stations, do you have any paper that we can somehow, you know, scan in or something with this? It was a big mess. We did talk about it slightly at the NFC, and I have advocated that backing up, serious backing up, is a real necessity. I don't know that we've visited that again since the last time we talked about it. Maybe we should. But that's the deal. The stuff on the so-called cloud can vaporize in a fraction of a second. All right. Anybody else? Mr. Timekeeper, how are we? I think we're up against it. Mr. Timekeeper, do you have a time left notice for me? All right. I see we got – it was 7:59 when we got in this. It's 9:01 now. That's our hour.
We have 1 more minute. We have 1 more minute.
One more minute? You say 1 more minute. Okay. Anybody want to do 1 more minute? Nah. Nobody wants to do 1 more minute. Okay, so the next item is set next meeting date. And let me put that there and do this to it. Oh. Before we do that, let me do this other stuff again. The stuff I need to do. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI Local Station Board that for the Local Finance Committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the Local Finance Committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that says, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board, unquote. So I ask, is there anybody else who is on this call who would like to tell me their name and say they want to start showing up to become a member of this committee? And I hear none. Okay. All right. Set next meeting date. That's our next item here. And let me go through this. All right. So this is the 17th. The next LSB meeting is February 14th. Do we want to try for February 21st? Does that sound feasible to folks? Let's try. Okay. I move that we meet 2/21. I move that we meet next on Wednesday, February 21st, 2024, at 7 p.m. In this same way. Okay, so that's the motion on the floor. Any debate? Okay, hold on a second. I don't hear any debate, but right now I need to write stuff down so that I have it, because I got to do reports. Okay, so the motion is to meet next. Meet next February 21st, 7 p.m. Here on this format here on Maestro. Okay, is any debate? Hearing none. Is there any objection to having that meeting date? Hearing none, that motion is passed, and our next meeting will be on February 21st. And we are now into new business. So here we are in new business. Anybody have any new business they want to bring up? If nobody has any new business, if anybody would like to move to adjourn, we could do that. People can hear me. Okay, I'll do it.
So moved. James.
Okay, Sagerton says, all right, so the motion is to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning at this time? Hearing none. It's passed without objection, and this meeting is adjourned. All right. Well, thank you all. I think we got through some interesting stuff here at the meeting, and we'll see you all on the 21st of next month. Thank you, and
thank
good
you
night.
All, Paul.
Thanks,
all,
Paul.
Thanks,
all.
Thanks, Bert. Bye-bye. Paul. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Okay. Good night.
Good night,
Matt.